I think in some areas we do still have a long way to go, but at the same time, when you look back to where we started and where we are today, we've come a very long distance. And it's so encouraging to pause now and look back, for example, at the past 10 years as a block of years to look at, to help us decide what we should do going forward in terms of the next 10 years, specifically on implementation, for example.
When it comes to implementation, what is one of the issues that you feel is the most important to you and to other people who are here?
Well, I would say two things. First of all, the success of the UN Declaration has to happen at the community level. That's a very important step that we need to take and be sure that it happens, because after all, it was about that. The Declaration was about our people, and it needs to happen at the very community level. But the second thing is that we need to work together going forward with states or our neighbors to work along side by side in terms of deciding what it is we need to do for the next 10 years, for example. We've sort of been isolated sometimes in the past, each of us working in our own areas. But now we've got 10 years of reflection that should guide us going forward in a way that the willingness to work together should be there.
Are you going to address the forum at any time during this week?
I'm hoping to. I think there's an opportunity tomorrow, for example. I want to reflect not only what have we achieved in terms of Indigenous peoples through the Declaration. I think it's a very important question to ask. What have Indigenous peoples contributed to the world while this journey has been happening? And I think, for example, the recognition of family, the recognition of traditional knowledge to help us with environmental protection is important. I think the fact that we now have spiritual rights recognized, those are important contributions by our people to the whole world, not just to Indigenous peoples, but to the whole world. And we need to celebrate that as well. We need to celebrate our achievements at the same time.
What about the youth, the Indigenous youth? Do you feel as if they are as motivated as you are?
I think and I hope they are. I see them very engaged in some areas. And it's important that they be engaged because they're a majority now, the population in most Indigenous territories. The majority is youth. And the more they get engaged now, the better it is for us, all of us, to benefit from their contributions.
How has this platform at the UN helped advance Indigenous rights? Or do you feel that it hasn't done much?
Well, it's been a very difficult process to make sure that our rights are, first of all, included and our peoples are respected in terms of participation. It wasn't always like that. We've had very many challenges of not even being able to go into a room or a building where discussions are happening. Now we have, for example, four distinct places at the UN where Indigenous issues are talked about. But we need to continue our efforts to make sure that our issues are talked about in other venues as well, not just in an Indigenous agenda item, but in other opportunities.
And the land rights in Canada, it's been a big issue. Is that something you're following up on too?
Yes, lands, territories, and resources have not only been a big issue in Canada, but globally with Indigenous peoples. Sometimes it's because they're landless, because they've been dispossessed. Sometimes it's because they have a lot of resources and others want to develop them. So they dispossess again Indigenous peoples from their resources. It's been a challenge all along the way, and I think now that we have a declaration that speaks to that, and reports have been done at the UN that speak to that, things should gradually be changing, and I look forward to that change in a good way.
Have small steps been taken that you could point out?
I think so. I think that there are processes, for example, to settle land claims. There's been tribunals established to settle the question of ownership of resources or lands and territories. So there's a couple of small but big steps that have been taken in the recognition, first of all, that Indigenous peoples are the stewards in these areas. There's a notion that sometimes because we have a different view of ownership of land versus stewardship of land, that others can say, well, since you don't own these, we'll own them. And again, a mechanism of displacement. But I think now that the declaration articles are there and if they're respected, that won't happen anymore. In fact, it should encourage better relationship with respect to lands and territories and resources.
Can you recall, just for our listeners, where that difference is, where the difference between ownership, the way some people understand it, and the stewardship?
Well, I think one clear beginning point of that discussion was with elders who say that we can't sell Mother Earth. We have to take care of Mother Earth. And from that notion of a real estate perspective, for example, others are quite willing to say, no, we will buy and sell land. And whereas the perspective of indigenous traditional knowledge sometimes clashes with that. So we need to find a way forward that protects the stewardship of indigenous peoples. And I think the Declaration articles on lands and territories go a long way in doing that.